20. After these things, when the apostles were returned, they gathered themselves together to Jesus and told him all things that they had done and what they had taught. And when Jesus heard, he said to them, "Come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And Jesus took them aside, and they went privately from there by ship over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And when the people saw them departing, and many had heard thereof, and knew him, a great multitude followed, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased, and ran on foot there out of all the cities, and outwent them, and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw many people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he received them, and healed their sick that had need of healing. And he began to teach them many things, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his 12 disciples. And when the day began to wear away, Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw the great company come to him. And he says to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Then his disciples said, "We are here in this desert place, and the time is now far past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the towns and villages, and lodge, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But Jesus answered and said to them, "They need not depart. Give you them to eat." And they say to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" But Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." He said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says to him, "There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And they said, "We have no more, except we should go and buy meat for all this people." And Jesus said to his disciples, "Bring them here to me." And he commanded them, "Make all the men sit down by 50s in a company." And they did so. Now there was much green grass in the place, so they made them all sit down in ranks, by hundreds and by 50s. And they were in number about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, when he had given thanks and blessed them, and broke the loaves, he gave to the disciples, and the disciples distributed to the multitude that were set down. And likewise of the 2 fishes divided he among them all as much as they would. And they did all eat. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered and took up together, and filled 12 baskets full with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves and of the fishes that remained over and above to them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he immediately constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he departed again up into a mountain himself apart to pray alone. And his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And when the evening was come, Jesus was there alone on the land, and was not come to them. But it was now dark, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. So about the 4th watch of the night, and when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, Jesus went to them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when the disciples all saw him walking upon the sea, they were troubled, for they supposed it had been a spirit. And they were afraid, and cried out for fear. And Jesus, drawing near to the ship, immediately spoke with them, and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me! And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said to him, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? And they went up to them, and when they came into the ship, they were willingly received. Then the wind ceased, and they that were in the ship were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, and then worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, you are the Son of God! For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And immediately the ship was passed over, and they came into the land of Gennesaret.